the servant king. One pictures the Messiah as a king bringing justice, involved taking down and taking over all the worldly powers. Jesus, however, is heralding a new kingdom with new values. He is leading us onto the future hope of a perfect kingdom and life. Jesus demonstrates justice in unique ways. Firstly, by radiating love as a regular person. In Matthew 12:18, it says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him and he will proclaim justice to the nations." Jesus demonstrates that God's justice has been satisfied as he has taken on our sicknesses, which is our sin primarily, through his suffering. God's justice is a permanent solution, a solution that eventually removes sin and its associated sorrows. Today, battered by injustice all around, we can only trust Jesus. He has promised that every twisted plot against us will turn out for good. He helps us to bring healing and justice to those who are hurting us as he did. Secondly, Jesus revitalizes the weak. Matthew 12:19-28 says, "He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out." Quotation from the prophet. The standout quality of our king is his character, pure and unstained. In today's world, today's leaders think they have to play to the strong, ignoring the weak. Jesus is just the opposite. He rules by love and graciousness. He is tough with the hard and gentle with the weak. He rules nations with a rod of iron, Revelation 2:27. Whereas the broken weed will be strengthened and healed. And finally, we see that he retaliates with grace and healing. Matthew 20:20b-21 says, "Till he has brought justice through to victory, in his name, the nations will put their hope." When hurt, we retaliate in different ways. Jesus introduced a new kind, replaced retaliation, where retaliation is replaced by love, grace, and healing. This form of retaliation brings healing not only to the receiver, but also to the giver. It is always win-win in the long run. We are always victors in Christ, never losers. The servant king. This was Jesus when he first came to die for us. This will be Jesus when he rules the nations after his second coming. As children of his kingdom, he is delighted to see us do just the same. In what ways can we demonstrate servant leadership as Christ did?